He asked to pull out the IP today at his office, he's right there, and the guy's like taking it off his arm. He said, by the way, you should know it's not a Chatzis in this film. It's only Chatzis in his own device. It's kind of like, it's like, all right, maybe I'll take you quick for you.
Is he okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
I like the Rosh Hashanah could leave the hospital and be like, oh, there's an IP in
there. I was concerned that he just left. They don't usually leave those in there unless they want you to stay for a few days. I spoke to his daughter, she's a nurse, and she said, like, this. Just one out and the other.
Okay, the Gemara says in Daf Kaf Beis of the Beis, as far as the Isser of Tisbores, on Kol Neis and Kula Nistapar L'Achar Shloshim Yom, for Shar Krovim, and Avil is Mutar B'Tisbores after Shloshim, Avil V'Imo Ad Shigar B'Chaverov. When it comes to Avil V'Imo, there's no Heter of Tisbores immediately after Shloshim. The Heter is after there is Ga'ara, after his friends chastise him, after they berate him. Then there's a heter of Tisbores. So what exactly is that Ga'ara? Tosus here quotes Yerushalmi, Dibur Maskel Ad Shigar Bo Chaverav. Maybe Shmuel Baravdimi, Demana Tlasin Yomin Kami Moada. So you count the 30 days of Avelis leading up to a regal. Shalom Rabbi Mana, Amalei Kaldabar Shutali B'Zayin V'Lamid HaRegel Masik. So when it comes to Nihugei Shiva, Nihugei Shloshim, Yantiv is Mevatel, is Mafsik, those Nihugei Avelis. Baram, Hacha, Ad Shiyishlach Peri, V'Gar Bo Chaverav. However, when it comes to Tisbores, so there's no automatic breaking of the Nihugim come Yantiv. Rather, you have to wait, Ad Shiyishlach Peri, until you grow your hair. V'Gar Bo Chaverav, and your friends chastise you. You go, say the name Anu, and they say, get out of here. Meaning you look so disheveled, we don't want to be in your company. So that's what Ga'ara means, that a person has an appearance where others don't want to be around him. Ramosha points out in Yeridei Achel Gimel Simen Kuf Nidvav, Yeridei Achel Gimel Simen Kuf Nidvav, that based on that Yerushalmi, and the Girsas Yerushalmi that Tosas has, you might have gotten the impression that you require Gara Mamish, that in order to be matched to Sparas and Aval, you actually need his Chaverim, his colleagues, his associates, to be Garibo. Now, the whole heter is that we don't want to create a situation where the Aval is going to be ostracized from society, and no one wants to be near him. In that situation, we allow Tisbores. But if no one could care less about his appearance, then there would be no heter, even if he has a disheveled appearance. So Moshe says you might have gotten that impression from the Yerushalmi, but based on the Maril that we'll quote in a few minutes at the Ramah quote, it's talking about a Shir Ga'ara, Shir 3 months, we'll talk about the Shir, but that indicates more that Ga'ara is a simen as to at what point the hair is disheveled enough that people would chastise him, but now that there's a requirement that there be Ga'ara Mamish in order for the heter to take place, to take effect. And that's what the Birka Yosef says here on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Tzadi. Mechaber writes in Sifdalid, Al kol ha-meisim megaleach la'achar shloshim yom al aviv imo ad shigar bo chaverav, says the Birka Yosef, ha-medaktikim dafka im garu mutar ha-im lo garu asur ha-yubes kodesh, those who say you require garu mamish, heim dibre ha-gai, it's not true, that's baseless. The Atu Ga'ara, he hamataras aso? Is it the Ga'ara that's matir the Tisbores? Hashir hu shamatiro. It's the Shir that's matir the Tisbores. It's not that you need the Ga'ara b'fo'el, you need the once the hair reaches a length where people would be goer, that's what creates the hatter. Shim shah shir harai ligar b'chaverav, apshalagaru yachal estaper, vein atzarech yudbeis chodesh. Based on rid and shuvas maram. Based on rid, period. Based on Orzarua. The Rebbe Kiyoza says that you don't require Garam Amish, all you need is a shear that your hair is long enough, people would be goer. The way Rav Schechter explains this, or presents this, Dikve Yatzon Simen Lamaches Os Hey, is that the Rav Schechter has this construct that the various stages of Avelos reflect the depth of the expression of Avelos that we require of the Avel. Meaning to say that the Nihuge Avelos during Shiva reflect a notion of Nivo Meruba, reflect that a person has to be in a highly disgusting state. During Shloshim, we require Nixas Nivo, a partially disgusting state. And during Yubeis Kodesh, we require Niyu Tanugim, we require a minimizing of pleasurable activities. So that's why, for example, Rishakha says, you have a heter for an istinus to engage in rechitza even during Shiva, if it's not a rechitza shel tanug, because for him, that's more than Nivam Maruba. Nivam Maruba is required, but for an istinus, it's tsar. So there's no requirement of engaging in tsar, there's only a requirement of engaging in Nivel Maruba. So he says the same thing when it comes to Ga'ara during Yubeis Kodesh. By Yubeis Kodesh, the barometer is Niyu Tanugim. So once you reach a level of Ga'ara, level where the hair has grown to a certain point that it is not socially acceptable, so that's gone beyond the point of Niyu Tanugim, and that's reached the point of Nivel B'Mixas. And that far, there's no takana, there's no establishment of Nihuge Avelos. So that's the nature of the Shir Gara, once the hair reaches a point where it's not socially acceptable, so that's more than Nia Tanugim, and then you have a heter to cut it. Yeah.
But how should they explain the constant comparison between Shoshin for Shara Kohli and Yibis Kodeshavi? Is that like a lot of the whole office are very similar?
So he's saying is that the basic halacha may be similar, but it's not similar to the details. So there are more heterim in all the Nihuge Avelos, as we'll see, those that apply Yud Beis Kodesh, there are more robust heterim than during Shloshim. So there are heterim on Tesfaris that don't exist, there are heterim on Simcha that don't exist during Shloshim. So we'll flesh out some of those as we go on to some of the other Nihugim, but among those that we've seen, even though the actual category extends to Yubeis Kodesh, but in the details, they're more kal than during Toshim. And that difference reflects the difference between Nivo B'Mixas and Niyu Tanugim in his characterization. And that's why, for example, you have Machlokes Rishonim, but the Mechaber is passing in 2 days in the Ramah here in Sefei, if there's a heter for Netila Seir for a woman during Toshim. So if we are more magical for women during Shloshim, that would be because for women, it would be considered more of a nivel meruba than a nivel b'mitzas, and therefore we don't expect that of a woman during Shloshim. That's how Rav Schechter frames the heter of Gara and the Shir Gara. That's why that's relevant in the Matur Tisparis during Yud Beis Kodesh, but that's working with the assumption that Rav Moshe explains in the Birkei Yosef that we saw, that you don't require Gara Mamish, there's no magic in the actual statement, but it's a shear in how a person appears and whether the person looks disheveled enough at that point to allow for it to sparse. The Baal Shulchan points out a lashon of the Orzeruah and Simen Taf Mem Vav. Ain a perish, ad shigaru bel chaverav, dahainu shiyomu lo beferish, So it doesn't mean that they actually have to say beferish the Ubigaru. That's what the Berakhi Yosef references this. I think that's his reference to the Orzarua. Ella she gadol sa'aro achi emeshuna mechaverav. Rather means that he grows his hair to the point that it is meshuna from other people. Sha'ro'i lomer lo kamiz emeshuna. Where you could say at that point, how odd you look. How odd you look. Hilkach mutter ata l'saper gedarchucha heter gamor kidefishas. Therefore, at that point, you're allowed to be mistaker. and that seems to be the majority opinion among Achronim. That's what the Baal HaShulchan says in the Minhag Olam, that you don't require Ga'ara Mamish. It's sufficient to reach that point. We'll talk about the Shia in a minute. Whatever that Shia is, when you reach that Shia, you don't require Ga'ara Mamish. In the Tziune Halacha, because of Yashiv, it sounds like Rav Yashiv thought that at least lechachila you should have actual gaari, you should have someone tell you that you look disheveled, you look disgusting. Even though Rav Yashiv quoted as allowing under many different circumstances be naked, even if you don't have the gaara mamish, but at least lechachila sounds like Rav Yashiv thought that you should. And there are some achorim that are quite the way, but it seems like the consensus. The majority opinion among poskim and among achronim and contemporary poskim is that you don't require gar mamish once you're at that shir, whatever that shir is, then there would be a heter of tisporis. What is that shir of gar? If you don't require gar mamish, how do you calculate what is considered aishi gar b'chaver? So the Ramah writes over here in Sif Talid, the aim. Ain't a regal mahani. We'll get back to that. And paga kodem shigar b'chaverav. The shir ga'ara yesh bo plotza. V'nogim begimol chadashim. So he references a machlokas. And the reference to the machlokas is a position in the smack that it's 30 days, or maybe 30 days after the 30 days of shloshim. But he says, minog is gimel chadashim. Based on Amaril and others. Ubuncomus Elu Nogan Shaim Mistaprin Al Ave'im Koyu Beis Kodesh Imlo Lutzarech Kigon Shechbid Al Sa'ara O Shaholach Ben Ode Kachavim Umisnavo Ben Ayam Bisarosav Demutter Lisaper. Okay, so as far as the first level minute that he quotes of Gimel Chadashim based on the Maril, Lashon the Maril in Simon Kaf Beis and Shuvas is Iser Giluach Noagin Beostreich Yud Beis Kodesh Kid Iser Bor Zerua. So Iser Giluach we practice for the whole Yud Beis Kodesh. Aval Barazo Se'ele Lo Nahuk. But in our part of German countries, that is not the practice. What does it mean it's not a practice? That's a Gemara of Achigar B'chavera, that there's no heter of Shoshim. And what he means is because of the following. V'rabu Noagim, Shir Ga'ara, Hainu, Lamed Acher Lamed. So many are Noag being Matur Tisparis after Shir Ga'ara. Shir Ga'ara is 30 days after 30 days, meaning you have Shloshim. And then Shir Ga'ara is another 30 days after the Shloshim. Aval ba'aguda kasev gimel chadashim v'chein ani ragil omer l'sholem. But in the Sefer Aguda he quotes 3 months, and he says that's what he was nohag to tell people l'maisa, that the shir gara is 3 months. There's a lashon like that in the Meiri. Meiri and kafes and beis dibur maso kol meisim. Umina chaverim shelo ligor ad shiyavu shlosha chadashim. That's a little bit of an interesting formulation. There it sounds like you actually require gaara. It says like real. It sounds like really you could have been goer earlier and that would be effective. But the minhag is not to be goer until 3 months pass. And once 3 months pass, you can be goer and then you have a heter of tisparos. But, v'migiyaz man ha'roi l'ga'ara, But if the time of Gara comes, and he sees that his friends are giving up on him, but they're not actually being Goer, Afru Rashai Lesapir. So you get a haircut then also. Vuhush Amr B'tamin Amarov, Achi Yishtach Pera, O Achi Garba Chavera. So he has a girsa of O as opposed to the. Artos has a girsa of the. And he has a girsa of the Rishami of O. So the way the Me'iri sounds like he understood the Rishami is that it's either or. If he's Gadol Pera, if his hair is totally unkempt, then there's a hetzer of tisparas, even if no one's been goer. And maybe the flip also, if someone's been goer, there'd be a hetzer even if his hair objectively is not at that level of unkempt. So that's a different understanding of gara, that gara independently may be sufficient, but he has that 3-month mark as a mark of significance, that if you assume that gara alone works, or gara is necessary together with time, the minigra is to avoid being gorer until 3 months pass. And then he writes, V'yeshnogim shalol l'stapir kol yubes chodesh, ela shalakar shalosha chadashim akilim v'misparayim. V'yeshnogim not to get a haircut the entire yubes chodesh, but they'd be makel after 3 months to get a haircut with scissors, I guess not with more aggressive implements. Ms. Parayim is supposed to tar, Ms. Parayim is supposed to whatever other stronger haircutting technology they had. But Hanogel and Yanenu for the moment, it's only Hanogel and Yanenu, but you see in the Me'iri this shear of Gimel Chadashim as well, although with perhaps a slightly different application. But the simple reading of the Ramah, which is consistent with the presentation of Maril, is that once the Shir Gimel Chadashim passes, then you don't require Ga'ara Bifoa. And you don't get the impression of the Ramah that you require Ga'ara Bifoa. Once the Shir Ga'ara passes of Gimel Chadashim, then there'd be a heter of Tisparas. And what happens if people are goer before that? So the Baal Yerushalayim thinks, again, in the Me'iri we saw that's definitely the case, with the Baal Yerushalayim thinks that you could allow for tisparis in that case as well. 3 months is an objective shear. At that point, even if no one's goer, you can cut your hair. Less than 3 months, if someone is goer, you also can cut your hair. Baal Shulchan says, Katan, Kaf, Zayin. Ga'ara will always work. And that's what Rebbe Meir writes here at the Sif Dalid. In garu bo toch landed pshita de lo mahani de lo garnish arava. If you're going with inshloshim, that doesn't help. But if you go there after shloshim, I'm going back. But if there is Ga'ara Befoel, then you can cut your hair as soon as Shloshim is over. So once you have the shear, the aura would emerge from this reading of the Rama. Once you have the shear, the aura, if it's 3 months that pass, so then you don't need the aura before. But if you have the aura before, then once solution passes, even if you haven't hit the 3 months, then there's a heter tisporas as well. So Gaara works without the shear, but the Gaara works without the shear, and the shear works without Gaara, which is consistent with what we saw in the Miri, at least on that Nakuda. The Tziyuni Halacha quotes that Rav Yashiv was machmer on this, and Rav Yashiv held that barring other Tzibufim Lahakel, even if someone is Gorer, then you should still wait until Gimel Chadashim in order to get a haircut. But Rikivagir is Mefurish, not that way. That Gaara works at any point after Shloshim. Now, how do you count 3 months? So here the Baal HaShulchan and other Achronim quote, other contemporary Kitzur Svarim quote, the Machlokas Achronim. Do you count 3 months from the last haircut? Or do you count 3 months from the beginning of Avelus? In Svara, you would assume that you should count 3 months from the last haircut. If 3 months is a shear, up at what point do you look disheveled? So you look disheveled at the 3 month mark after your last haircut. It doesn't make a difference when the Avela started. All we should care about is when was your last haircut. And others say, quote Maram Shik, that no, because of a low plug, we count 3 months from the Avelis, not from the last haircut. I'm pretty sure that I heard Rav Schechter say that you count 3 months from the last haircut, which again it seems to be the more intuitive position, but the Baal HaShulchan is known to lahachmir unless there are other tzimufim lekula. So if there are other tzimufim lekula, he says count from the last haircut, otherwise count from the Avelis. Rabbi Simcha Bunim Kohn in his New Ingra Sefer writes l'chumra on this, and the Tziyuni Halacha also calls him a v'yashiv l'chumra, that you should wait 3 months from the beginning of Avelis, unless there are other tzirufim lahaka. Ramosha writes, Chela Gimel Yerodea Simen Kuf Nun Vav, Chela Gimel Kuf Nun Vav, that there's no halacha Moshe Misina, there's nothing magic about 3 months. In his estimation, 3 months is a hashara of twice the normal amount of time that a person goes between haircuts. That in the time of the later Rishonim that they talk about 3 months, so the norm was to get a haircut every 6 weeks. And if you get a haircut every 6 weeks, then Gaara would be twice that, would be 3 months. But that could end up being a kula chumra. If you get a haircut every 2 months, then the shear Gaara would be 4 months. If you get a haircut every 4 weeks, then the shear Gaara would be 2 months. But many assume, like Rav Moshe, that there's no magic in 3 months, but it depends on the norm. When is the normal time, the normal interval at which a person will get a haircut, and we'll get to the shaving application in a few moments. Take a look at Piskei Tshuva, Sifkat and Dalid. We'll come back to the first part of this Piskei Tshuva in a little while. But he writes at the end, V'ayin b'shuvas ane paz, simen ches, Shakasav the Kavanas Rama de la Acha Sha'avu Gimel Chadashim Shehushir Ga'ara Mertu Lesaper Atzmo Kolzman Shigirza Lefi Min Hagarisha. So you get to the Shir Gara 3 months after, let's say, your last haircut, or 3 months after the beginning of a Velus. You get a haircut. So now what? Do you have to wait another 3 months till your next haircut? Or have we now totally abandoned the Isra of Tisporas, and you can continue Tisporas based on your normal patterns? It says the Ane Paz over here. It's all back to normal. Once you hit the Shir Gara the first time, then that totally removes the Isser of Tisporas for an Otham. And that's what Rabbi Meir quotes here as well as the Mashmos of the Or Zeruah. Darkei Moshe Hevi Or Zeruah Vizal She'altem Tuchal Lispor L'saper Acher Avicha Tochi Beis Kodesh Kimitoch At Osei B'Nisar Nasecha Masi B'Nisarim. So he has to cut his hair because of his business dealings. And that once you reach Shir Gara the first time, then there's no more Isser. Then you could take haircuts normally. Eladan Minag Lahachmir Kol Yubeis Kodesh became the Holech Ben Asarim Ein Asarach Lipos Chumra Zu V'Kamadina Dachar HaGa'ara Megaleach Kedarka. The Rav Meir says, based on his reading of the Or Zeruah, the Gemara only tells us that for Sharkov, in the Yisrael Tisparas, it's Shoshim Yom. Avi Iman Shigar B'Chaver means that once you hit Gara, then the Yisrael is over. It doesn't say in the Gemara Ad Beis Chodesh. It says Ad Shigar B'Chaver. There's a Minog to be Machmer Ad Beis Chodesh. So Medina, once you hit Gara the first time, there's no more Yisrael. And therefore, if there are any extenuating circumstances, then you don't have to be concerned about any Minog. All things being equal, so there's a minog of Yubeis Chodesh, and it sounds like Rabbi Kiriger would acknowledge that as far as that minog is concerned, it may still be appropriate to wait a Shir Ga'ara at every interval that you want to get a haircut, but that's only Mimin Haga, and that's not Medina. Ramosha doesn't really understand, Rav Moshe Chela Gimel Simon Kuf Nivav, doesn't really understand what the Tzad to be Nakel is. He assumes that Ashigar Ruch Avero is Achigah Ruch Avero through Yubeis Chodesh at any point that there's Gara, you get a haircut, but you have to wait until the next Gara point to get another haircut, Medina. But Rav Moshe acknowledges, it sounds like, that many are Mekel, and he says, L'chachila, you should be Machmir, but acknowledges that many are Mekel. By the Shulchan writes here that he thinks in Minhag Olam is to be Mekel on this. Once you hit Shir Gara, then all bets are off, and you can get haircuts normally. Rav Schechter goes from the Rav L'Chumra, that no, you have to wait a Shir Gara every time, so if you're waiting 3 months, then after you get your first haircut 3 months in, you have to wait another 3 months. Rav Schechter quotes in the Rav that Ga'ara is not a shear in the Isser of Tisparas. It's not that the Isser of Tisparas exists up to the point of Ga'ara, and once you hit Ga'ara, then there's no more Isser. But rather that the Isser is Shaya for the entire Beis Chodesh, and Ga'ara is a Matir. So it's not that once you hit Gara the first time, the Isser's over. The Shear of the Isser is an Isser until you hit Gara. No, the Shear, the Isser, if this virus is called Beis Chodesh. There's a matter that at any point you reach the Shear Gara, then you're allowed to get a haircut. But then you need Gara every time you want to get a haircut. So if Gara is 3 months, so you have to wait 3 months between haircuts. The beginning of this Pesach Shuva Simchat Tandal quotes from the Nod Bihuda. Nod Bihuda Arachayim Simen Yud Dalid. The Nod here writes as follows. The Af Sha'anu Machmirin Bishir Ga'ara V'ramah Kasav Shalasha Chadash. So even though we're Machmirin Bishir Ga'ara, and the Ramah tells us that the Shir Ga'ara is 3 months, Hadavar Yadua Shazat Le'elu She'ei Megalchin Sakanam Rak Rosha. So that 3 month shear makes sense about a haircut. Aval, where people never shave, but they just cut their hair. Aval, the Medina of Shemagalchin Sakanam Tekef Bishnayim Shlosha Shavuos Nimas Ma'ot. But in countries where people shave, so then by 2-3 weeks without a shave, they're very disheveled on their beard. Basaros Aksaria Matsonchum is a kanam, domim kikosimena. And the stubble is like a thorn, like thorns. Ubeine koroeam. Kani rabi me hamitsarim. Shamamish yam lashana nechshav. As we see every week, every year during the 3 weeks. That it's very uncomfortable for people who are accustomed to shaving regularly to go around unshaven. The Nodi Yehuda says that the shear 3 months makes sense when it comes to a haircut, but the shear for shaving is going to be less. So he says if you shave regularly, you're very uncomfortable come 2-3 weeks. In our times, people who shave daily or every other day, they can be uncomfortable 2 or 3 times that. So that's what Rabbi Felder quotes from Moshe, that just like Moshe wrote in Tshuva, for a haircut, 3 months is twice as long as the normal interval between haircuts. So Moshe said the same thing would be true for a shaving. You would count, where Rabbi Felder quotes it, is 2 or 3 times the normal interval between shaving. So if usually you shave every 2 days, then an Avel, once he's past Shloshim, could shave every 4 or 6 days. Yeah?
Well, isn't the 3 months, like whatever Rosh is, isn't like the, I guess, the average or like the normal standard of, I mean, haircuts shouldn't the same be true for what like the normal method of shaving is, and how often it should depend on the piece, like the individual level?
Okay, so you can say it, the most people shave every day or every other day. So you can say it. Say that. Is it true that most people shave every day or every other day? People who don't have any beard, who grow facial hair at a normal pace, I think they shave. People who are working? I'm sorry? Right. I think most people shave every day or every other day. Yehuda, what do they do in the workforce?
Yes, that's an accurate statement. Yes, every day or every other day.
Okay, then my guys who are learning a kollel aren't aware of the reality on the ground.
Yeah, that's.
So I think that is that maybe during COVID things were different. People were wearing masks all the time.
In economic, yes, yeah.
Right. So I confess that during COVID, I often went from week to week without shaving. So it could be that would have ramifications here also. If the norm becomes different, people only shave once a week, so then Gara would be maybe every 2 weeks. But that's consistent with, you know, whether you say it is, if an individual is, you know, multiple standard deviations or away from the societal norms, I don't know how we would measure that. But so you can say this is a societal norm if you want. I don't think for most people there's much of a difference there. So if you shave every couple days, so then Shear Gara would be two or three times how often you shave. Okay. Let's go back to the Tosa that we started with on Kafes on the base. Dira Masko Achigar Bochaberev. Nira Diregel Einam Mivazu Dabrazem. So that's the Yerushalmi that Tosa's quoted where we started, that Regel doesn't change the calculation. Regel is Mivatel Nihuge Shiva. Regel is Mivatel Nihuge Shloshim. But Regel doesn't take the place of Ga'ara. Near the regal in Vatal Davrazat, he quoted the Rishalmi. And then he writes, then he quotes the Rishalmi and the two Girasos where they need Ga'ara together with Gadol Perah. Okay. So according to Tosfos, Regel is not matir giluach or tisporas for aviv imo unless you reach a shir ga'ara. Regel doesn't take the place of ga'ara. But what happens if you do hit ga'ara before the regel? And you assume in, like the many achorim, the Rebbe Kiveger, that once Shloshim passes, if you have Ga'ara, even before Gimel Chadashim, you have a heter of Tisparis, and that'll be relevant definitely in the world of shaving. If the norm is that you shave every few days, even if it's every week, by the time you hit Shloshim, you definitely hit the shear of Ga'ara, and it'd be mutter to shave the day of Shloshim, as soon as Shloshim is over. But what happens, let's talk about shaving, which is the more shtiach than getting a haircut at that interval. So by the time you end Shloshim, you're ready on a shear Ga'ara. So let's say Regel interrupts your Shloshim. You already came to the shear Ga'ara as far as shaving. So Rebbe Kiveger writes, the Afin Paga Regal Tok Shloshim, Larmina the Regal Uvato Shloshim, via Mahani Agara. Gara is not going to help, even if you reach a Shear of Gara, Gara is not going to help if Paga Haregal Bitoch Shloshim. And he says, Ayin Shin Pei Tasei. What's that? Kol Shloshim Yom Asur Lilbash Begin Mekuvatz. Fehushi He Lavan V'Chadash. Rafilu Shapishtan. Del Aviv V'Imo Asur Achi Yagi HaRegel Achor Shloshim V'Yarbo Chaveiref. So you need Regel Achor Shloshim and you need Ga'ara. But if you have the Regel coming to Shloshim, Ga'ara alone won't help. Take a look there at the Piskei Tshuvas of Katan Dalet. Ashi Yagia Regel Acher Lamed V'Gar B'Chaver of Mashma the Tlasa Bina. Acher Lamed V'Gia Regel V'Gara. You need all three. It has to be after 30 days. It has to be Yantiv. It has to be Gara. So you need 30 days and you need Ga'ara. It doesn't mean that if you have Ga'ar and you have Shloshim, and Yom Tov is not for another 3 months, you have to wait till Yom Tov. It means that if you have Ga'ara, you need Ga'ara and Shloshim. Okay. But if you have Ga'ara before Shloshim, even if Regel comes, that's not Matir. By the way, they just reminded me, Moshe had asked at the end of last year, if iron pressed clothing is considered begadim begehutzim, so how do we offer that mishum gihutz if gihutz is only for begadim chadashim and not begadim yeshanim, right? So I asked Rabbi Willing that, and the best I got was that maybe Mikradin may be right, maybe that should be mutter, because it's ironing is definitely, we definitely have to be concerned that ironing is gitz. So maybe it should technically be mutter because it's not chadashim. But anyway, the minute goes to be machmir, and it's not such a major big deal to be machmir about dry cleaned clothing during shloshim. Anyway, so maybe that's only mishum chumra and not mikra. Okay, now certainly Yanenu, so Rav Kibegu says that if the shir ga'ara happens before Yontiv, and then Yontiv breaks Shloshim, there's still no heter biluach. And that's what Rav Moshe writes, Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Nun Zayin. Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Nun Zayin. However, Rav Moshe points out, there's a Mishabrua Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Simen Tav Kuf Mem Ches Efkatan Lamed Dalet, Tav Kuf Mem Ches Efkatan Lamed Dalet. It's in, excuse me, in the Defus, the classic printing of Mishabrua, it says, in Garu Bo, Af Besoch Yom Shloshim, Mutter. If there's Ga'ara, even if the Ga'ara is within 30 days, then Kam Yantiv, it's Mutter L'Galeach. And Moshe writes, that has to be a Tosafos, because he says that's not true. And in the new Mishnah Berurah, they change it to say, Af Biyom Shloshim. In Garu, Bo, Af Biyom Shloshim, Mutter. If there's Gara and 30 days pass, then it would be Mutter. I'm sorry?
It doesn't have rail. It doesn't have rail.
It doesn't.
So he doesn't mention the rail.
But it's in the context of Chol HaMoed. Let me pull it up here. Okay, so the Mechaber writes, Simen Tavkof Memches Seif Tes. How do Regal Mevatel Xera Shloshim Bishar Mesim? So Regal is Mevatel Mihugim of Shloshim Bishar Mesim. Of Abba Avri Imo, she'asu l'saper ad shegar baruch adei rav, afilu pagaba regel achar shloshim yom ena bevato. When it comes to avi imo, even if yantiv falls after shloshim, if you haven't hit gar yet, yantiv is not the equivalent of gara. So in that, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ashigar b'chaverav, Sif kazam l'amidalid, v'im garubo, afiyam shloshim mutter. But if there is gara, if there is gara, even if the gara is on day 30, then it'll be mutter. So when's this day 30? The rabbi matzuk there shloshim mishar mesim of the imo shas l'saper ashigar b'chaverav. Even if yantav falls after shloshim, it doesn't help. In garbo af b'yam shloshim mutter. In garbo af b'yam shloshim, if they are goer even on day 30, you're saying, what is that? What does that add? And like you're saying, if there's gara, so then gara is mutter as soon as shloshim is over. The chiddush here is, or we come in lafuke, yantiv doesn't compensate for gara. So if shloshim was over last week and you haven't hit gara yet, and now it's yantiv, it doesn't help you. If you have gara, so then you don't need yantiv, you don't need anything. Then as soon as shloshim is over, you're allowed to be megaleich. Okay?
Yeah, and the Shomer is saying that
it is true. I'm sorry?
That's a bit. It's not just like Shir Gara means that.
So
that last has the
emptive,
so
to
everything else can last.
The Nidon here is...
Or even the Shloshim.
I'm sorry?
I'm saying for the Shloshim.
Right.
Since there's an Isra'at, he says, Hadar Eglon Vavu Zer Shloshim the Shar Mason.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Emosh Chasu Sabrat Jigar Mosabirov. So the Regal not being involved in anything for them.
Like,
you
still have
all other demons
within
Shloshim
Film?
It don't apply to your
base literature. There's no. No, see. No, we'll get to that in Shin Sadi Test, but no. The focus here is only on Tisparis. And that would not that not be true. Okay, so. Sabina is a maid. The first Mishnah Berurah would have given you the impression that Yantiv does help, that if there is Ga'ara, then even if it's Toch Shloshim, it would be Mutter, Kam Yantiv, and then the news, and Moshe says that can't be. So Rabbi Willig points out, and this is printed in his piece on Avelis in the end of the Moed volume, Simon Aleph, that take a look at Simon Shin Sadi Tas if Dalit. Shin Sadi Tas if Dalit. That's the Alachas of Avelis on Yantiv. Mechaber writes, Hadar Regel Mevatel Gzeira Shloshim Bishar Mesim Aval Ba'av V'ima Sha'asir Ashigar B'chaverav. This is similar to the line that we just saw in Hilchas Chol Hamoed, a couple extra words. Again, that which we say, that regos mevatar shloshim mishar mesim, that's the regos mevatar shloshim, that is bishar mesim. But the other the emo, achigarbo chaverov, I feel the public regular kalamid, that's verbatim. It's the same right. It's the same wording that we just saw in Hilchos Chalamoid. So there's a mashmos here that if Pagabar Ragel Achar Gaara, then a Ruby Mutter Ligaleach. At Had the Ragel Rabat Xer Slash Mishar Mason, Babi Imash Asar Ashigar Bachaverov. I feel the pagar ba regal achar lamid yom ein amavata. But if you did hit a shir gar before yantiv, maybe regal would be mevato. And that's what the Divrei Sofim points out in Sifkatan Ayin Aleph. So if that's the case, then maybe you would say that just like the Mechaber writes in Sif Gimel, Shin Tzadi Tes Sif Gimel, that if Shloshim falls let's read the Mechaber Sif Gimel. Imchal Shmini b'Shabbes b'Erev HaRegel Mutar l'Chabbes v'Lirchos v'Lasapir b'Erev Shabbos. That if the eighth day of the Avelos falls on Erev Yantiv, so Yantiv is going to knock off Shloshim, and then there's going to be a Heter of Kibbutz and Rechitza and Tisporis for not of Imo Be'er Shabbos. So where Yantiv is going to break Shloshim, then there's a Heter of Kibbutz, a Heter of Rechitza on Erev Shabbos. So then maybe it follows that if someone shaves on a daily basis, and you definitely hit the Shir Gaar already, and Yantiv falls in the middle of Shloshim, if you must have to shave on Erev Yantiv. The Divrei Sofrim is machmir. The Divrei Sofrim says, and no, just like we just saw in Shin Pei Tesif Hei about Giyutz, that you need Ga'ara and Shloshim Yom. It sounds like Ga'ara alone isn't going to work, even if Yantiv comes, if you don't have Shloshim Yom that elapsed. So even if Yantiv is going to be mevatel the Shloshim, but the Nihugi Avelos of Shloshim, at least of Giyutz, requires a lapse in 30 days plus Ga'ara in order to be matir. So Rabbi Willis suggested that it could be, you could be mechalik between Giyutz and Tisporis. That even if that's true for Giyutz, maybe it's not true for Tisporis. Maybe Tisporis, in a sense, is more kal, that would allow you to shave on Erev Yantiv. What's that based on? The Rosh writes in Simin Nun Gimel, V'stamchu ahadig amrinan giyot mi Tisporis. U'mashehizke regal gabi giyot, v'shendib regal derech lilbosh kelim miguhatzim, v'kodim regal eino nikar Shamaniach Mishom Avelus. Now, when it comes to Giyutz, in general, you only wear Begadim Beguhatzim on Yatif. So it's not Shayach Ga'ara before Yantiv, because no one would notice that you're not wearing Begadim Megohatzim. You only wear Begadim Megohatzim on special occasions. So that's why you need Ga'ara of Yantiv in order to be Matir. That's why you need Gihutz, you need Ga'ara and Rega. Aval Tisporas Nikir Shehech Betzara. When it comes to getting a haircut, so there you can have Ga'ara independent of Yantiv because people see that you're unkempt. So maybe it's dafka by Gihutz where you require a higher level or a higher threshold in order to be Matir. You need Shloshim Yom passing plus Gihutz coming into, plus Ga'ara coming into Rego. But maybe that's not true for Tisporas. Maybe when it comes to Tisporas, it'd be Mutter once you have Ga'ara even on Erev Yantif. As when it comes to Begadim Megohatzim, there's no value, there's no need, and there's no hecker in wearing Begadim Megohatzim prior to Yantif. There's no Ga'ara then. But when it comes to Tiglachas, if there is Ga'ara, so maybe that would be Mutter on Erev Yantif, just as we're Matir, Kibbutz, and Rechitza. And Rabbi Willem also points out a Lashon of Meiri on Kaf Beis Amud Beis. Ga'onei Rishonim Chalku Imzu, Shebetam and Amarav, V'itiru Tisporas Af La'ave'em, Kol Shepaga Regel La'achar Shiva. V'atzalam R'besal Shloshim. The Gaon Rishonim allow Tisporas once Yantiv breaks Shloshim. The Avzu near Lomar Dafka B'Shahaisa Sham Ga'aras Chavirim L'Masha Ro B'Davar Tzarakadol. Where there is Ga'ara. So you have a line of Miri that quotes Gaon Rishonim as saying that there is a heter of Tisporas where there is Ga'ara even if Yantiv breaks Shloshim toch lamidya. So the standard psak, or the psak of Mekubal, is not to allow shaving on Erev Yantiv where Yantiv breaks Shloshim, but Rabbi Willig is Mekel. Rabbi Vadi also writes in Chelak Aleph Yabi Omer Yerudea Kafe, Chelak Aleph Kafe, that even though he's mafmir as a default, but he says where there's a tzarek gadol, you could be Mako, and he's mitzareh various factors to that cheshbon. Maybe this is sex Mako, because there is a shita sagaonim that he quotes that regos mevatel shloshim for aviv imo, even excuse me without Ga'ara, that there would be a heter of tisparos even without Ga'ara once you hit rego. And if you add halacha divrei mekel even against the tzak v'shulchan aruch, another tzad l'hakel. So Rav Vadi says, if there's a tzarek, he thinks he can be mekel to shave on erev yantiv where yantiv breaks shloshim. The Rama writes in Simen Tav Sif Beis. Simen Tav Sif Beis. In Pagal Yom Shloshim Shal Avelis B'Shabbos, V'Yom Kavtas B'Erev Shabbos. So let's say Shloshim falls on Shabbos, which means that day 29 is Erev Shabbos. Mutar Lo Lirkos B'Erev Shabbos, Apen Komos Shenogim Shal Lirkos Kol Shloshim. So you're allowed to wash yourself in Erev Shabbos, even where the minhag is to Aser Rechitza Kol Shloshim. The Holel Umidina Shari La'achashiva, Ela Shinagu La'achmir Kalamid, L'chiyagav Nashari Mishim Kol Shabbos. That since it's only us from Ibn Haga, not Medina, so we allow washing yourself in that case at Erev Shabbos before the end of Shloshim, Mishim Kvod Shabbos. V'adin kol chayosim ezech, you go ma'aseh omekomba b'leil Shabbos, just sit in your regular seat. V'lil bo'ez pigdei Shabbos, danami eino el min ha'bama. So that which is aser in shloshim mimin haga. Now midina, the Ramah says, if shloshim falls on Shabbos, ordinarily we would say mixed with the Yom Kikulo begins on Shabbos, but we allow rechitza and anything that's aser mishum min haga on Erev Shabbos as well. This is based on a Chuvas Maram. Maram, the first Prad, Simon Tav Kuf Mem Tes, Tav Kuf Mem Tes. That which is Asa Mishum and Haga, we allow on Erev Shabbos before the conclusion of Shloshim. Says the Dagam Revava here on the side. Aval l'saper dehumi dina de gemara aser. So that's true for rechitza, which is mimin haga, but tisparas, which is midina, that's going to be aser. You can't shave on day 29 Erev Shabbos. V'after mevuar b'simin hakodem dim chal shmini shelo b'Shabbos erev regel mutar lagalech me'Erev Shabbos. Hasa mishum kvod amore. So even though for Shar Krovim, where Shloshim breaks, or Yanta breaks Shloshim, you are allowed to shave an Erev Shabbos, not for Avim, but for Shar Krovim, that's because of Kavod HaMoed. V'tmi honey al ma'aril, she'akasa b'hilchos lag ba'omer, she'avel she'chal yom Shloshim shelo b'Shabbos, migaleach b'Erev Shabbos. And he says, if that's the case, he doesn't understand the Maril. What's the Maril? Maril writes, Minhagin Maril, Yamim Shebein Pesach L'Shvuos Os Ches, which is quoted in the Dark Moshe, Simon Tav Tzadi Gimel Sif Aleph, and Arachayim Tav Tzadi Gimel Sif Aleph. Maril writes, Imcha Lag Omer B'Yom Aleph, Lo Hitu L'Galeach Erev Shabbos L'Fanav. If Lag Omer falls on Sunday, the Maril did not allow shaving on Friday. The other shachal lamid b'Shabbos negaleach Erev Shabbos, because if you have an avel, if shloshim falls on Shabbos, he's allowed to shave in Erev Shabbos. If you have a chal be'echad b'Shabbos, also negaleach b'Erev Shabbos. And if shloshim ends on Sunday, you're not allowed to shave in Erev Shabbos. So just like if an avel and shloshim on Sunday is not allowed to shave Erev Shabbos, so too if Lag B'Omer falls on Sunday, you're not allowed to shave Erev Shabbos. But if Lag B'Omer falls on Shabbos, you are allowed to shave Erev Shabbos. V'achanami lo shna d'shneim rak min haga. So it sounds like he's saying that even though an avel, if shloshim falls on Sunday, you can't shave on Friday, but if shloshim falls on Shabbos, you could shave on Friday. So too, if Lag B'Omer falls on Shabbos, you could shave on Friday. So he says, Hachanami lo shna d'shneim rak min haga. They're both a minhag. So it sounds like he's saying, just like tisparas for an avel during shloshim is a minhag, so too, tisparas during Sphere is a minug, and if we're makel for one, we're makel for the other. So that's Mechusar Havana, because Tisparas for an Avel is not Mimin Haga, that's Medina. So what does he mean? Lo Shna D'Shnei Amrak Min Haga. Right, and that's what the Dagam Revava is raising a question on this Maril. Dagam Revava says over here, the heter on Erev Shabbos, where Shloshim falls on Shabbos, is limited to washing, which is only Mimin Haga, but Giluach or Tisparos, which is Medina, is going to be Aser. So how does the Maril say that is Mutter? So the Haggah on the fancy Maril says, no, it must be that you have to change the gears in the Maril, and he really meant Rechitza, not Iluach. So the Maril is supposed to say, is that just like if an Avel is Chal Shloshim Shalom on Shabbos, he's allowed to wash himself on Friday, which is only because that's only Mimin Haggah. So to Lag Ba'Omer, if Lag Ba'Omer falls on Shabbos, where you're not allowed to shave Mimin Haggah, you're allowed to shave Erev Shabbos. That Tisporas Giluach during Tzvira is the equivalent of Kibbutz during Shloshim, or Rechitza during Shloshim. So God says that's what the Maril must mean. If that's what the Maril means, then the Dagon Mevav is no Kasha. However, right, and the Marivayel So the Ramah is, as we know, right side of the Ma'arivayel. The Ramah in Hilchos Sfira, top side of the Gimel Sif Beis, the Ramah passing like the Ma'arivayel, that if Lag Ba'Omer falls on Sunday, then you are allowed to shave on Erev Shabbos, which is against the Ma'arivayel. But the Ma'arivayel writes that he was matir shaving on Erev Shabbos and Lag Ba'Omer on Sunday because Tisporas during Sfira is less than a minuk. It's not even a minuk. So when it comes to an Avel, Lag Ba'Omer never falls on Shabbos in our calendar. But the theory was that the way the Maru presented it was Lag Ba'Omer, let's say we go with the Haggah on the Maril, the theory was that our Nihuge, Tisporas, and Giluach during Sfira are equivalent to Rechitza during Shloshim. So when we're matir Rechitza on Erev Shloshim, if Shloshim falls on Shabbos, we'd be matir on Erev Shabbos. So in theory, if Lag Ba'Omer would have fallen on Shabbos, you'd be matir shaving on Erev Shabbos. Maisa doesn't, but if it falls on Sunday, there's no hetter on Erev Shabbos. Ma'arivayel says that no, not shaving during Sfira is even less than a minhag. It's not even a minhag. And therefore, they're grounds to be matir shaving on Erev Shabbos, even if Lag Ba'Omer falls on Sunday. Now that heter of shaving on, the possibility of shaving on Kavtes, which Dagon Rebbe says is not true, Dagon Rebbe says because it's Aser Medina, there's no heter to shave in Erev Shabbos when Shloshim falls on Shabbos, when Shabbos is the last day of Shloshim. However, Tosfos on Yates Amud Beis, Diramaskol Asya Para Para. Tosfos Yates Amud Beis, Diramaskol Asya Para Para. The Tosfos writes, the Hitter Li Rabbeinu Yontif Pirish, Kevin the Kaima La Mixas Yom Shiva Kukulo, the Ola Lakan Lakan, Mixas Yom Kukulo, the Yachala Galeth, the Yamasa Matisha. That you can say Mixas Yom Kukulo, Lakan Lakan. So day 7, we say Mixas Yom Kukulo, day 7 is also day 8, day 8 is also day 9, day 29 becomes day 30, and you can say Mixas Yom Kukulo on day 29. So that would potentially be a heter for shaving on day 29, Al Shar Kof. The Dark Emotion here is bothered. Why isn't that the minute? So Dalai Lama says you can't entertain that. The Dark Emotion had asked, why not? Why do we not assume like that, Tosas? Why is that so pasha? We don't assume Lalacha that you can say mix the Yom Kukula Olu L'Kan L'Kan, which would create a heter of shaving on day 29. But Lamaisa, We are machmir on that, not to shave on day 29 if Shloshim ends on Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here for today. We'll just talk next time a little bit about fingernails, which is the end of the siman, and then move on to Simcha, which is the next siman. We'll reconvene in Ritz Hashem on Wednesday on Zoom.